Maybe.
I know, you're giving me the side eye. Are you all set?
Yes.
All right. So this is Ben8025. Go ahead and hit a buzzer to get us started. All right, we're going to start pretty easy. I want you to tell me the letter you see, the picture you see, and any word, other word you can think of that starts with that letter.
A, apple.
It's a toffee, huh?
April.
Even silly words count here.
B, boy. Bog.
That is actually a really good word.
C, cookies, cake. D, duck, Dukas.
Boys.
E, elephant, Emma. F, fish, Frank. G, guitar.
If you see a red light, you stop. If you see a...
green. H, house. Hug. I, ice. Ice cream. J, juice. Jump.
Good thinking.
Key, kangaroo. L, leaf. Lala. M, monkey. Mouse. N, nose. Knot. O, orange. Opal. P, plate. Pacifier.
Whoa, good word.
Q, quack. Quail. R, red. Rex. S, spider, spin. T, table, tap. U, umbrella, unsupervised.
Whoa.
V, vacuum, vacation. W, watch, wacky. X, x-ray, xylophone.
There, awesome job.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo. Z, zebra, Zach.
Go ahead and hit a buzzer. We're all done with the first one. Does that end up being your favorite one? All right, go ahead and tell me the number you see, okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20?
I said what you see, not what you think.
25.
Try that one again.
25. Okay. I said 25. 30. 34. 40. 50. 60. 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1 million.
Close, almost. This one's 1,000.
1,000.
But add a few more zeros and you're right on the money. Can you tell me everything you see here and then if you know the answer?
9 plus 7 equals... 9 plus 7 equals...
Yeah, that one's kind of tough. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
16.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome job.
I don't know times yet.
All right, can you tell me just what you see on here then?
6 times 3 equals 21 divided 3 equals.
Awesome job, hit another buzzer. Zooming right through this. Okie dokie. So I'm gonna call this a light. If that was one light, now there's two of them, what would you call these?
Lights.
Perfect, just like that. All right, this is a bag. Now we have two.
Bags.
This is a yak.
Yaks.
Beautiful, keep it up. This is a smide.
Smides.
This is a kel.
Kels.
This is a rock.
Rocks.
Beautiful. This is a pite.
Pites.
This is a slide.
Slides.
This is a bell. Sorry.
Bells.
wait for me, bud. Okay. This is a yag.
Yags.
This is a crib.
Cribs.
This is a shoe.
Shoes.
This is a ship.
Ships.
This is a duck.
Dups.
This is a skack.
Skacks.
That was a toughie, good job. This is a brib.
Bribs.
This is a mip.
Mips.
This is a foo.
Foos.
This is a snack.
Snacks.
And this is a cup.
Cups.
Perfect job, hit another buzzer for me. Zoom and right along. All right. I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture, okay?
The jungle, a lion, a boat, a man, a fish head, and a fish.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
A dragonfly, leaves, lily pads. Okay, a big leaf. Another dragonfly. Mushrooms, flowers, grass.
Good eye.
Water.
Yes. So tell me a story. How do you think they might have ended up here? What happened?
They went through the jungle and then they got on a boat and sailed.
So, but why?
To get away from something.
Get away from what?
A dragon.
Okay, that explains why the lion is scared, huh? Why are they in a boat together?
Because they're friends.
Would you be friends with the lion?
Maybe.
What would that depend on?
Not eating me.
Well, that's fair, that's fair. What kind of jungle do you think they're in? Like, what do you see around? Where do you think they are?
A swamp jungle.
Where do you think that would be? In the world.
In a rainforest.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Do you know any other animals that might be in the rainforest other than these?
Crocodiles?
Could be.
Other bugs?
Probably a lot of bugs, you're right. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture? All right, let's see another one. Tell me what you see.
A man standing on his bed with a plane hat, throwing a paper airplane. And the bed is in his room, and he has trucks, a sock, a pillowcase, lots of air stuff, and an open window.
That is a great attention to detail. Thank you, Ben. Let's see. So what do you think he's doing? Like, was he...
He's throwing a paper airplane because he wants to be a pilot, so he's pretending to be a pilot.
He's pretending, yeah. What do you like to pretend to be when you play pretend?
Animals, made-up stuff, and... zookeepers.
That makes sense. If you want to be both animal and zookeeper, you'd be a friend to the animals. I like it. What else do you notice about his room? Is it like your room?
No, it's way too messy.
What's messy about it?
He got a sock on the floor. It looks like he hasn't cleaned for like 2 weeks.
That's a good observation. Does he have any pets?
A fish.
Do you have any pets?
We had a pet.
Mm-hmm.
It died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, bud.
It was a dog.
Yeah,
named Olive.
Yeah, dogs are much better than fish, huh?
Yes. Because okay. They're playful.
Yeah.
Unlike cats and fish and other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree with you on that. Okay, anything else you see here you want to tell me about?
That it doesn't look like my room since I have a bunk bed.
You do?
That's all.
Are you a bunk bed to yourself or do you share?
I share with my little brother. We also call him Yum Yum.
That's a cute nickname. So you say you guys both keep it clean better than him. I bet your mom's happy to hear that.
He doesn't do much anything. He just does stuff. I just keep the room clean after Mom cleans it when I'm away.
Uh-huh. So do you think you're going to help him get better at it when he gets older?
Maybe.
Maybe. Awesome. Anything else here?
No.
All right. How about this one?
It's a crazy scientist with an octopus and a rat. And lots of stuff she wants to experiment with.
Mm.
And another rat.
There, you found him. Do you know what any of that stuff is?
Magnifying glass. A pencil, magnifying glass. Safety goggles, a clipboard, a light bulb. A trash can, books, and papers about experimenting.
Yeah, makes sense. Have you done any experiments before?
Not too many.
Well, you're doing one right now, so how does that make you feel?
Confused.
Well, what you're going to learn today is science is not just this, it's talking too, so you're doing great at it. Anything else on these shelves?
Plants, a magnifying glass, a bowl, and some other stuff.
What kind of experiment do you think she's doing? Is she doing it with the octopus or on the octopus?
With the octopus, since the octopus is writing stuff down for her.
That makes sense.
And she's trying to make a light bulb go on.
Do you think she's going to succeed?
No, because she looks like a potion scientist.
You know, she has potion stuff, so maybe she'll be more successful at that.
Yes.
Why are the rats there?
I don't know what that means.
How did the rats get in here? Are they there on purpose, or did they sneak in?
They look like they're science pets.
Ooh.
Or they look like they have a hole here and they just be there.
That would make sense.
Or maybe they smell cheese.
I think all of those are good possibilities. Anything else you see here I want to tell me about?
No.
Okay. Last one in this section.
A fantasy person because she has a ginormous radish and snails, leaves, more radishes. And she's at a farm.
So what makes you say this is a fantasy person? Because it's so, the radish is so big? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So then, in this fantasy world, why are the snails here then? What purpose do they serve?
They eat the leaves.
Hmm. Have you been on a farm before?
My grandpa owns one, so of course I have.
That's awesome. So you know the stuff that they have to do around the farm. What do they have to do around a farm? Like things to take care of or chores to do.
My grandpa doesn't really do most of it. But we do have somebody named who like does all the like field work, mm-hmm. and then they split the money.
Oh, that's awesome.
That they get for selling the stuff. So yeah. Grandpa, all he does is pay for the stuff they need to work the field. He does the rest.
That's how a lot of that works. So what do you think she does around the farm?
Do farm stuff.
Mm-hmm. Does she have tools with her? What could she do with the tools?
Use a shovel to dig up that fantasy radish.
Yeah. Have you eaten a radish before?
No.
Would you eat this fantasy radish?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to eat a radish since the only fruit I really eat is like strawberries and apples. I can't think of any other since I don't know if corn's a fruit.
It's not, it's a vegetable, you're right. Awesome. Anything else you see here you can tell me about?
No.
All right, go ahead and hit that buzzer. The best one. All right, read me this page.
Cam was at the water park and could not find his uncle.
Yeah, good try. Uncle. Got almost there with the way to sound it out.
Cam's arm was bleeding. And he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass. Kids were eating lunch. Cam stomach growled. So he was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry, and he was only alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo walking down the path. He had food from the truck. Cam squished over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. "I picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes and sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news?" Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I am not there to visit. I am here to stay, and I'm going to be staying with you for a while. Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke," Cam asked. "It is true," Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled back and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, I am so glad you knew the way. Let's go back in the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back to the Mist Maker. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go out with Uncle Mo, and now Cam would see him all the time.
Awesome job reading through that. Do you want to read one more of these or do extra pictures at the end?
Extra pictures.
All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. Okay. For these, I want you to tell me what he's doing and then step by step how you would do it.
He's brushing his teeth, and I would put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, then close the cap, then pull my electric toothbrush switch on, and then just push it around in my mouth.
Push it around in your mouth. It's cool that you have an electric toothbrush. Does it get your teeth super clean?
Did it get it as clean as a normal toothbrush? But it isn't as much work.
Mm. How long do you have to brush your teeth before you can stop?
I don't know.
All right, how about this one?
He's washing his hands, and I would turn on the water and then put the soap, then wash my hands.
For how long?
20 seconds, or just do it as fast as I can.
All right.
Tying his shoes, and I would put the shoes on, tie my shoes, and then go and play.
Okay. Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes, but I am wearing Velcro shoes.
Mm-hmm. So how do you tie them?
Bow knot.
So can you tell me how it goes? I need your words, though.
You make the X, then curl one loop under, pull it tight, make two loops like bunny ears, twist them, pull, and then if you want to, you can do it man's way where we just do the X knot again, but with the two bunny ears.
That was a great description. Thank you.
Putting cereal in her bowl, and I don't put my cereal in the bowl, so basically I just come to the table and eat it.
You don't like it with milk?
I'm allergic to cow milk, and I don't even like almond milk.
Okay, makes sense. What cereal do you eat dry then? What cereal do you like?
I like Captain Crunch. Putting on clothes. I don't honestly know how I usually put on clothes since I just do it as so fast I don't even realize I'm actually trying to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you need to do? You need to put your hands through first.
Put your head through, then put your hands.
Okay, that works.
Putting cupcake icing on the cupcakes, and I would bake the cupcakes. Then put the icing on.
Okay.
And then put the sprinkles, since it's delicious with sprinkles.
What kind of sprinkles?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
painting, I would find my area, get the paints, think of what I want to paint, and then paint it.
Okay. What kind of things do you paint?
Stuff.
Stuff you see or stuff you think about, make up in your head?
Stuff that, like, we have something I have to, like, make it out of, and stuff, like, I have to do, too. Like, stuff that I think of, stuff that I see, and stuff that I have to, like, trace around. Putting on his seatbelt. I would sit in my seat, then put my seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to make sure your seatbelt's on?
Make sure I hear the click.
Yeah, good point.
Feeding her teddy bear. I don't feed my stuffed animals.
Yeah, this one's a little silly, huh? But what kinds of stuffed animals do you play with?
Dogs, my only, like, my two bears, and I don't play with my wolves too much, so basically dogs and my bear.
Awesome. Yeah, so now I just want you to tell me what they're doing and if you do anything similar to that.
They're doing dress up, and I sometimes dress up with, so we just, like, get clothes out and dress up.
Mm-hmm. Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yes.
What do you dress up as? What did you do last year?
I did a skeleton.
that's fun. Any ideas for this year?
Skeleton with wings.
Mm, I have not heard that one before. That's pretty unique.
And fire coming out of its eyes. Sliding. I sometimes slide.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
Monkey bars.
Pretty good at those?
I love to climb. Playing soccer, and I play soccer. It is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the rules of soccer, like how you play a game?
No chicken wings. You can't push. Can't knock somebody down. Can't touch the hands with your ball on the ball unless if you're the goalie. If the ball goes out, you have to do a throw-in, a corner kick, or a goalie kick.
And the point is to get the ball where?
In the other team's goal.
What position do you play?
All of them.
All, including goalie? It's pretty tough. Good for you.
Building blocks. I usually build with my non-letter blocks because we don't have letter blocks. Well, we do have letter blocks. Sometimes I build with those. Our letter blocks aren't like these letter blocks. They're actually like carved blocks.
Yeah. No, those are pretty cool looking. You play with like Legos and stuff too?
Yes.
What do you build with Legos?
Stuff.
Just anything you could think of?
Yeah. Swing. Somebody is pushing somebody on the swing. I don't do this.
No.
I swing, but I don't have somebody push me.
Gotcha. Do it yourself.
Well, sometimes I get a little boosters for mom.
Yeah, why not? It helps you get higher. All right, almost done.
Eating candy. I love eating candy.
What candy do you like?
Lollipops, especially lemon lollipops, gum, lemon heads, and chocolate. Sitting down and waiting.
I'm sure you have to wait for stuff, huh?
I'm waiting for the next thing right now.
All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. We're gonna on the last thing. Awesome. I'm just gonna show you my favorite ones here and then we'll be all done. So tell me what you see here.
Somebody in space.
Yeah, what's anything interesting or weird?
Planets, Earth, Saturn, another Saturn, comet, alien ship, and space rocks.
Is it kind of what you expect space to look like, or is there anything different about it?
There's two Saturns, and there's a top.
Yeah.
I don't expect space to look exactly like this, because I did go to the auditorium, and we saw, like, space.
Oh, so you got to see what it really looks like. Huh?
Yes. I want to be, like, an astronaut or, like, artist or gym teacher. I like to run. I like to do art. And I think
no
space is
yet?
Cool.
Yeah, space is really cool.
I have two favorites, art and science.
Awesome. Let me see. What's my other favorite ones in here? I like this one.
It's a frog in a mug. I never expect a frog in a mug wearing a crown.
Yeah. Is there any scenario where this could happen?
In a fiction book.
Awesome. Yeah, that's
cool. Like in Dogman.
Like in what?
Dogman.
Is that a book?
Yes.
That you read? Do you like it?
Yes.
Is there a bunch of them or just one book?
A whole series.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, well then I read the whole series
and now I'm trying, and now I'm reading some of the series again.
Good.
That's how much I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's when you know it's a good book.
A giraffe eating sandwiches. I never expect a giraffe eating a sandwich.
There's your cheese.
What?
For the rat.
What rat?
The scientist rat.
What?
You told me he was smelling some cheese. What kind of sandwich do you think this is?
Ham and bologna.
Is that what you like?
No, I like peanut butter and jelly.
All right, last one. My favorite one.
A pig in a bathtub. I never expect a pig in a bathtub unless if it's in a pig wash. And they have, like, no toys, no bubbles. They're just in a tub of water, and then when they come out, they just use a towel to dry them.
Yeah. So this pig is getting a special treatment, huh?
That pig is fantasy.
All right. I think we're all done.